Greetings. I'm Bill Kladkin. I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Brandy Nelands, who is Director of Consumer Assistance for the Maryland Office of People's Counsel. And Brandy's here today to tell us, or at least most of us, what the Office of People's Counsel does and why it's important for all of us to be aware of it and to take advantage and take action for things that are pressing in the area of energy. So, Brandy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, thank you so much. I know that you're busy, which is good because you're a public servant, and we like that. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us about the Office of People's Counsel?
Yes, and I don't want people to feel badly about not knowing, because we are a really small agency with about 19 people in it. We're an independent state agency. And so what people might not know is that we're actually out there representing them on a daily basis in terms of Maryland residential utility issues. So mm-hmm. that's going to include your gas, your electric, and some small private water companies. So when I'm saying, you know, residential utility customers, think BGE for the Baltimore area, but also SMECO, PEPCO, DeMelva Power, Washington Gas, and Columbia Gas. So we do cover the whole state. Now, our office is actually mostly attorneys, and they're acting as the Maryland consumer's voice in litigation with the utility company. So kind of what does that really mean? Let's say BGE wants to raise the rates it's charging you for your electricity and your gas. Well, in order to do that, they just can't decide. They actually have to ask permission from a place called the Public Service Commission. The Public Service Commission is this entity that sets the rules for the utilities. So let's say they go to the Public Service Commission and they say, we would like to raise the rates for the BGE territory. Well, OPC would show up as a part of that litigation, fighting for the best interest of us, the utility consumers, presenting either why or why not the utility should be allowed to raise those rates.
Right.
So our office is ultimately a consumer protection agency led by, the title is called the People's Counsel. His name is David Lapp. But our office is here to protect residential consumers and their best interest as it relates to both the reliability and the cost of the utilities that they pay for.
Okay, great. Thank you. How can someone find out more information?
Sure. So we have a lot of ways that you can get in contact with us. We have our phone number, which is 410-767-8150. But people can also go to our website, which is opc.maryland.gov. They can also reach out to us via email at opc@maryland.gov. And then they can also reach us through basically any social platform. So we're very active on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Nextdoor. We also have newsletters that people can connect with us through. So there's lots of ways to kind of mesh up with us.
Great. Thank you. How has the, I guess your work has changed with the COVID emergency because the courts shut down?
Yeah. It's definitely been a different time for us. I mean, the Office of People's Counsel has been around since 1924, and it's actually the oldest utility consumer advocacy office of its kind.
Wow.
And we've seen a lot of changes throughout the years in terms of what are the priorities, what's important to the people, and COVID has been absolutely no exception. I think we've seen changes in our work in two major places. One, and something I haven't talked about and kind of the stuff that's closest to my heart as the Director of Consumer Assistance, is the one-on-one work that we do with residential consumers. And I guess before I talk about the changes we've seen, just so people know, they can reach out to us for one-on-one help in terms of their utility bills. So it could be and there's a lot of ways that we kind of assist people one-on-one. So they can reach out because they've been trying to negotiate or advocate on their behalf with their utility because they feel like perhaps the utility has, you know, not respected their rights or doing something that they're not supposed to do or they don't agree with something they've done, we can kind of step in there and negotiate on their behalf or advocate on their behalf. An example might be, you know, one I got a couple days ago, can they put that new electric pole on my property? You know, and so maybe I'm just going to keep saying BGE, but, you know, maybe BGE says, yes, we can, but then our office looks into it and we find that the regulations say that they cannot. You know, we also work with a lot of folks untangling complicated billing issues. This one happens all the time. An example that we see is that, you know, you have a roommate, the roommate moves out, their name was on the account. Whose bill is that? So kind of, again, reaching out to utility, untangling those problems, trying to make sure that the consumer's rights are respected, and then also helping consumers, especially those who are in vulnerable situations, get connected to financial resources in their community. I want to be clear that we don't provide financial assistance, but sometimes applying for financial assistance can be tough and very
confusing.
You know, yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, what am I qualified for? How do I get in touch with those agencies? And then even after that, you know, once they've gotten in touch with those agencies, sometimes they have problems finishing that application or hearing back from the agency. And so in those cases, our office will step in and follow up on their behalf, try and get those answers for them, try and get those applications expedited when necessary. You know, you're also thinking about people who have medical issues or might have like an oxygen tank, brought home a new baby, just had open heart surgery. These people are out there trying to pay their bills, and sometimes it's not affordable for them or something has happened. And so they come to us trying to find solutions to that so that their energy isn't interrupted. So with that
That's a great service, Randy.
It is, and I feel like we are, it's kind of a niche service, and it's one that I think the people don't really know about.
Right.
You know, I think people might know about some of the programs that are out there to help, like the Office of Home Energy Programs, which is an income-eligible program. That's a big one, and people can get thousands of dollars from it. But sometimes they get stuck in that process, and there's not a lot of advocates out there who intervene in that process when people get stuck. And so we do have those resources. We do have the folks to reach out and, for the lack of a better term, get people unstuck in that process and get people through. And like I said, expedite when lights are turned off, kind of know which places to push and, you know, where the funds might be located. So with that kind of in mind, going back to your question of, like, how is our work affected by COVID? Like I said, I see it kind of in two places because OPC, the Office of People's Counsel, I always think of us, we're working together towards the same mission, but there's kind of, like, two sides of the house, right? Like, there's the side of the legal, you know, the litigation, protecting everybody when we're, you know, advocating for folks when they're looking at, you know, utility companies raising rates, changing regulations, and then there's this other side of our one-to-one work. So in terms of our one-to-one work, we've seen a lot of things that have been affected by the COVID emergency. So we've seen an increase in people needing help with their utility bills. So folks are getting behind. There's been job loss, cutbacks in hours, inflation has driven up prices on basic needs like food and housing, and it's hard for people to make these decisions about, you know, do I pay my rent or do I pay my utility bill? So all of these things are impacting people and their ability to keep up. So typically, so it's one that we've, like I said, we've seen an increase, but then also we've seen a different population of people come through our doors. So typically we see those folks who are income eligible for some of the big financial assistance programs, like I mentioned Office of Home Energy Programs earlier, which is the state energy assistance program. So you have, there's an income guideline that around that. And typically it's around $3,200 for a family of three. They run off 175% of the federal poverty level. And we normally when we talk to people, they qualify. So it's kind of an easy connection to be like, well, you should apply to the Office of Home Energy Programs. You know, they can help you with your bill. But during COVID, we've been seeing more people who are well over that income, representing kind of a new group of people who were generally, I mean, stable before, but are now really needing help. And they're in this kind of space where they don't qualify for anything because they're just over that line, which presents like a totally new problem. So that's also something new. So more people, and then people who are not kind of generally qualified like we would normally see. And, you know, not when you have your lights shut off, there's so many impacts that maybe some of us don't think about. It exacerbates health issues. So Baltimore City has like a very high rate of asthma. And especially with the summer coming up, having not being able to have access to air conditioning or perhaps like a nebulizer because your lights are off, that could be now what would have been a situation that could have been handled at home might now have to go to the emergency room. And there's costs that are incurred for families that can't really afford it. There's also a bunch of people that live in rental homes where in their lease it says if your lights are shut off, you have to move. You know, you've broken your contract. So then there's people literally losing their housing for not having their lights on.
I was going to, sorry for interrupting, but it sounds like your office is really a place that people should contact if they're having any issues whatsoever regarding their energy, regarding you know, BG&E or wherever it is they're getting their energy from, you know, at home, because people should not assume that they don't qualify for something. They should contact you and find out about that.
Absolutely. Like I said, I think that there's a lot of programs out there that people don't recognize, like you said, that they might be qualified for.
Right.
Again, going back to OHEP, because OHEP is one of those big programs that I kind of assume and that people know about. But in reality, OHEP, there's only 25% of the population in Maryland who qualifies for OHEP is applying. So there's 75% of the people who qualify for this program never apply. And it's a real shame because, when you apply, we're not talking about you receive $100. In many cases, you can receive thousands of dollars. I've seen people with $4,000, $5,000 bills get those things paid off, you know, because some people lose their job and it just keeps going behind and behind and behind.
Yeah. Is the best idea then for somebody who's having those problems to contact you, or should they contact OHEP directly? And how would they do that?
I think that they can 100% contact us if they don't feel comfortable contacting OHEP directly.
Uh-huh.
But
you
can contact OHEP directly. You can go on their website and apply online at mymdthink.maryland.gov. You can also call their 1-800 number is 1-800-332-6347. And there's offices all over the state of Maryland. So this is kind of the main number. What they're going to end up doing is probably giving you your local number because there are, I think, about 30 offices throughout the state. And so they're going to direct you to the one that's closest to you.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Brandy, we are running out of time. I've got to have you back. You folks are doing too much good stuff here to do one show. Could you come back for us?
I would absolutely love to come back. Yeah,
Wonderful.
I would love to come back. There's a lot of things that people should know about. But like I said, I think that people get caught up in their daily lives, understandably, and there's a lot of things that are passing people by.
Indeed,
things that people should know about.
Absolutely. But that's for the next show. So could you give us, please, before we close, that contact information one more time, please?
Absolutely. So people can reach us in a lot of different ways. You can reach us through our phone number, 410-767-8150. You can reach us through our website, which is opc.maryland.gov. You can reach us through our email, opc@maryland.gov, or you could reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Nextdoor. And like I said, I would encourage everybody, if you haven't already, come to our website, sign up for our newsletters. We put them out once a month, and we try and give you relevant, usable information as it relates to your utility services.
Yeah, it's a good newsletter. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that information. But unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Brandy Neeland, who is Director of Consumer Assistance for the Maryland Office of People's Counsel, for being our guest today. Thank you, Brandy.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I look forward to coming back.
Absolutely. And keep up your good work for all of us.
And we will.
You're welcome. For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.